Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Eruvin, Perek Hey. This perek discusses various details about Shituf Mevo'ot, which haven't been addressed in the first four prakim about Eruv Chatzerot, and most of these details relate specifically to the scenario of Shituf. These include when a shituf may rely on food which wasn't set aside specifically for this purpose. Recall that a shituf mevo'ot can be made from any food, unlike Eruv Chatzerot, which must use bread. And whether a shituf can work when one or more of the individual courtyards in the mavui neglected to make an Eruv Chatzerot. Like in the last perek, this perek too can be split into six subtopics, and we'll structure our learning based on these. The first topic of the perek is when shituf can be done based on implied consent and when more is required. Halacha Aleph. Anshei mavoi shehaya beinehen shituf b'machal echad linyan schora, kigon shekanu yayin b'shutafut, o shemen o dvash v'chayotze behen, einan tzrichin shituf acher linyan shabbat, ela somchin al shituf shal schora. V'hu shiye ha-min shehen shutafin bo, min echad uvichli echad. Aval im haya echad mehen shutaf laze b'yayin, ulacher b'shemen, o shehaya ha-kol yayin v'haya b'shnei kilim, harei elu tzrichin lishtatef linyan shabbat. If the residents of a mavoi are business partners who own some merchandise together, which happens to be food, then this shared merchandise may be relied upon for the shituf, and no other food needs to be set aside. But this is only true if all residents are partners together in one type of food stored inside one kli, not if one of them is partners with each other resident in a different food, with one in oil, with another in wine, etc. The Tur believes that even in this last situation, it suffices for shituf, and the Ramah accepts this opinion, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that most poskim accept the more stringent opinion of the Rambam. The next halacha records that when one who usually participates in a shituf refuses to do so one week, the other residents of the mavoi may enter his home and take food for the shituf against his will. Furthermore, when one member of the mavoi doesn't want to join the shituf at all, Beit Din can force him to do so in order to allow all the residents to carry. Interestingly, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes that one's wife can join a shituf or an eruv on her husband's behalf only if he doesn't explicitly object, but if he objects, then she may not do so. However, the Ravid understands differently the Gemara from which the Rambam learns that halacha, and he believes that she may join even against her husband's will when this is necessary to allow the others in the mavoi or chatzer to carry, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts this opinion. We see that Chazal had little tolerance for those who hold up the formation of an eruv or shituf by refusing to participate in it, thereby preventing others from carrying into a common area. The second subtopic in this perek relates to a chatzer which opens to two different mivo'ot, and the Rambam begins the discussion of this topic in Halacha Dalet. Chatzer sheyesh la shnei ptachim, pituchin li shnei mivo'ot, im nishtatfa im echad mehen bilvad, nesra ba mavoi hasheni, veina motziya umechnisa bo. Lefichach, im zika echad bashituf lechol b'nei mavoi, v'shitef alehem, tzarich lehodia lanchei chatzer zo, she'inan mishtatfin ela midatan, she'ina zechut lehem, shema ba mavoi hasheni rotzin lishtatef lo bazeh. If a chatzer opens to two different mevo'ot, and it makes a shituf with only one of them, then the residents of this chatzer may not carry from it into the other mavoi, or from the other mavoi into their chatzer. Recall from Perek Aleph that one may be mezakeh food to the other residents of a chatzer, and thereby make an eruv without informing them in advance, based on the principle of zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. But this mechanism only works when the result is entirely a zechut, a benefit, with no downside to the zochim on the receiving end. That is true of an eruv chatzerot, but it is not always true of a shituf mevo'ot, namely in this scenario of a chatzer opening to two different mevo'ot. If one resident wishes to make a shituf with mavoi A, he may not do this by being mezakeh food to all the residents without their knowledge, as some of them may consider this a drawback rather than a benefit because they prefer to be part of the shituf of mavoi B. Therefore, he must inform them in advance to see if there is any disagreement about which mavoi to join. The Magen Mishnah points out a difficulty with this. Halacha Zayin establishes that a chatzer may join in a shituf with more than one mavoi to which it opens. So what is the problem with joining mavoi A even if other residents prefer mavoi B? Can't they just join with both? The Magid Mishnah explains that some residents of the Chatzer may wish to join only one Mavui and not both, as this would lead to overcrowding of their own Chatzer by the multitude of people from both neighboring Mivo'ot who would have the right, thanks to the two Shitufim, to come into their Chatzer carrying things. Halacha Zayin adds that were this chatzer located between Mavoi A and Mavoi B to make a shituf with both, then while other residents of each Mavoi may carry into this common chatzer, they may not carry into the other Mavoi, residents of A carrying into B or vice versa, because there is no joint shituf between the two Mivoot. Halacha Chet. Hayita chatzer zo regila befetach echad, vehapetach hasheni eina regilabo, zeshe regilabo oser, vesheina regilabo eino oser. Erva im mavoi sheina regilabo, hutar hamavoi haacher laatzmo, veino tzarich larev ima. Continuing in the case of a chatzer which opens to two different mivoot. If the residents of the Chatzer are accustomed in general to access the Rishut HaRabim through Mavoi A and not through Mavoi B, and one Shabbat they don't make a Shituf with either Mavoi, then only Mavoi A is forbidden in carrying as a result, not Mavoi B, because the Chatzer's default state is to be part of Mavoi A, though the next halacha will add a caveat to this. But if the Chatzer made a Shituf with Mavoi B alone, then this detaches it from Mavoi A for this Shabbat, and the residents of Mavoi A may carry even without this Chatzer participating in their Shituf. Halacha Tet. Erevu b'nei ha-Mavoi shehi regila bo la'atzman, v'hi lo erva imo, v'lo im b'nei ha-Mavoi ha-acher sheina regila bo, v'gam lo ervu b'nei ha-Mavoi sheina regila bo, dochin ota eitzel ze ha-Mavoi sheina regila bo, mipnei shelo erev, Ho'il v'hi lo erva, v'hu lo erev, dochino ta'etzlo, k'dei shelo te'esor al mavoi ze she'erev la'atzmo. In a scenario where this chatzer makes no shituf with either mavoi, and only mavoi A makes its own shituf while mavoi B does not, then despite the fact that the default of this chatzer is to be part of mavoi A, here we consider it as belonging to Mavoi B, in order to allow the residents of Mavoi A to carry in their own Mavoi. Since the residents of Mavoi B may not carry anyway, as they didn't make a shituf at all, this does not harm them in any way. And so we modify the default status of the shared chatzer in order to allow Mavoi A to benefit from the shituf that it made. The third subtopic of this perek is a Mavoi resident who doesn't participate in the Shituf, and we continue in Halachot Yud Aleph and Yud Bet. Echad v'bnei Mavoi shehalach lishbot b'mavoi acher, eino oser aleihen, v'chein echad m'bnei Mavoi shebana matzeva rechava arba'at tvachim al pitcho, eino oser aleihen, sharei hifrish atzmo mehen v'chalak rishuto. Anshei Mavoi shnishtatfu miktzatan, v'shachechu miktzatan v'lo nishtatfu, מבטלים רשותן לאלו שנשתתפו, ודינם לעניין ביטול רשות כדין אנשי חצר ששכח אחד מהן או שניים ולא ערבו. וכבר אמרנו שכל אדם עם אנשי ביתו הסומכין על שולחנו, כי איש אחד הן חשובים, בין לעירובי חצרות, בין לשיתופי מבואות. Most of the dinim here are just like an Erev Chatzerot. Someone who leaves his home to spend Shabbat in another Mavoi does not need to participate in the Shituf of either one. His home Mavoi because he is away, and the one where he spends Shabbat because he is a guest there. A group of people who eat together are considered as one resident for purposes of Shituf Mavoot, just as for purposes of Eruv Chatzirot. When one or more residents forget to join the Shituf, the mechanism of Bitul Rishut that we learned in Perek Bet works here just as it does for an Eruv Chatzirot. One halacha is new here. A resident of a Mavoi who builds a pillar 4 tefachim wide in front of his door does not have to participate in the Shituf, as this structure separates his domain from the Mavoi. I haven't seen discussion anywhere of why the Rambam does not mention a parallel din allowing an individual resident to separate his home from the common Chatzer and eliminate the need to join the Erev Chatzerot. I conjecture that the use of a chatzer is considered so common and vital that it is a meaningless subterfuge for one to claim to cut himself off from it. The mavoi, on the other hand, is not critical for use, except of course that one must walk through it to get to the Rishut HaRabim. Therefore, this legal fiction of cutting off one's home as its own domain can work to separate the home from the broader mavoi, but not from the immediate chatzer. The fourth subtopic, starting in Halacha Yud Gimel, is about the relationship between Eruv and Shituf when one of these is neglected. Mavoi she'ervu kol chatzerot shebo kol chatzer v'chatzer b'fnei atzma, ואחר כך נשתתפו כולן במבוי, שכח אחד מבני חצר ולא עירב עם בני חצרו, לא הפסיד כלום, שהרי כולן נשתתפו, ועל השיתוף סומכים, ולא הצריכו לערב בחצרות עם השיתוף, אלא שלא לשכח התינוקות, והרי ערבו בחצרות. אבל אם שכח אחד מבני מבוי ולא נשתתף, אסורין במבוי, ומתארין בני כל חצר לטלטל בחצרן, שהמבוי לחצרות כחצר לבתים. Recall from Perek Aleph that in general, while shituf mavoi should in principle make it unnecessary for individual chatzerot in the mavoi to make their own eruvei chatzerot, Chazal didn't allow this lechatchila unless the shituf is done with bread, in order that the concept of eruv chatzerot not be forgotten. Our halacha can be summarized by saying that bidyeved, a shituf can cover for an eruv, but an eruv can't cover for a shituf, meaning, when a shituf is made by all the residents of a mavoi, and each chatzer made its own eruv, as was supposed to, but someone in one of the chatzerot forgot to join his eruv, the residents of that chatzer may rely on the shituf to carry even in their chatzer. But if everyone participated in the eruv of his own chatzer, and one of them forgot to participate in the shituf of the mavoi, then carrying is forbidden from all homes into the mavoi, as it lacks a shituf. Everyone may still carry from his home into his chatzer, as the eruvei chatzerot were done properly, and the lack of a shituf in the mavoi does not affect the individual eruvei chatzerot. Halacha Tet Vav adds a fascinating point about this case of a mavoi which lacks a shituf, but each chatzer in it made a proper eruv. Even if this mavoi has a lechi or korah, one may not carry in it more than 4 amot. Any objects at all, even ones which came from outside and don't require a shituf. Why do the eruvei chatzerot of the individual courtyards damage the mavoi and forbid carrying which should otherwise be permitted by the lechi or korah? Because a lechi or korah only allows carrying in a mavoi which has courtyards opening into it, and since each chatzer made its own eruv, each chatzer is considered the equivalent of a single home from the perspective of the mavoi. Hence, the mavoi is the equivalent of a carmelite, and one may carry only 4 amot inside it. The 5th subtopic of the perek is non-Jewish residents of the mavoi. We continue with halacha tet zayin. Goy otzdoki hasharui b'chatzer shebamavoi, dino im b'nei hamavoi ki dino im b'nei hachatzer, shesochrin min hagoy o me'achad mi'balei beito rishuto shebamavoi, o mevatela hen atzdoki. V'im haya b'mavoi goy v'Yisrael echad, אינו צריך שיתוף, ודין ישראל אחד, ודין רבים שאין סומכין על שולחן אחד, דין אחד הוא. Just as in an Erev Chatzerot, in Shituf Mevaot as well, the property of a non-Jew needs to be rented, and we must obtain Bittul Reshut from a Tzedoki or any other Jew who does not accept the validity of an Erev. Just as a Chatzer in which one Jew and one non-Jew reside does not require an Erev, as we learned in Perek Bet, so too a mavoi, in which one Jew and one non-Jew reside, does not require a shituf. For this halacha as well, a multitude of people who share meals together are considered the equivalent of one person. So if it is just them and a non-Jew, then no shituf is needed. Halacha Yud Zayin. Goy shehayadar b'mavoi, im yesh lo b'chatzero petach echad labika, eino oser al b'nei ha-mavoi, v'afilu haya petach katan arba'a al arba'a, ואף על פי שמוצי גמלים וקרונות דרך הפתח שבמבוי, אינו אוסר עליהן, שאין דעתו אלא על פתח המיוחד לו, שהוא לביקה. If a non-Jew living in a mavoi has 2 openings from his courtyard, one into the mavoi and the other into a spacious valley, then we consider his main opening to be toward the valley, and therefore the residents of the mavoi are unaffected by his presence and don't need to rent his property. This is true even if his opening to the valley is very small, and he brings large objects in and out of his chatzer through the mavoi, because we assume him to prefer an access to his property, which is his own, and does not lead to a common area shared with others. Halacha Yudchet describes a situation where a number of Jews live next to each other in adjacent homes in a mavoi, and several non-Jews live in the same mavoi. The Jews may make an Eruv just between themselves, without renting from the non-Jews, to allow carrying from one home to another through those openings between adjacent homes. But if they wish to carry out their doors into the space of the Mavoi, then they need to rent from the non-Jews. The last topic of the Perek, starting in Halacha Yudtet, relates to making a Shituf for an entire city surrounded by walls. Ketzad mishtatfin ba-medina? kol chatzer v'chatzer ma'arevet la'atzma, shelo l'shakeach ha'tinokot, v'achar kach mishtatfin kol anshei ha'medina k'derech shemishtatfin b'mavoi. V'im ha'ita ha'medina kinyan li'achid, afilu na'aseit shel rabim, mishtatfin kulan shituf echad, v'italtelu b'chol ha'medina. V'chein im ha'ita shel rabim, v'yesh la'petach echad, mishtatfin kulan shituf echad. After each chatzer in the city makes its own eruv, the city makes a shituf just like any other mavoi. This is true if the city is entirely owned by one person, ir shel yachid, or at least was owned by one person at some point in the past, or alternatively, if the city was never owned by one person, but has only one gate through which all traffic passes into and out of the city. Halacha chaf. Avalim hayta shel rabim, v'yesh la shnei ptachim sheha'am nichnasin bazeh v'yotzin bazeh, afilu na'aseit shel yachid, ein ma'arvin et kula, ela manichin mimena makom echad, afilu bayit echad b'chatzer achat, u'mishtatfin ha'sha'ar, v'yu elu ha'mishtatfin kulan mutarin b'chol ha'medina chutz me'oto makom sheshiru, v'yu otan ha'nisharin mutarin b'mkoman b'shituf sheosin la'atzman. Im hayu ha-meshoarin rabim, vasurin l'taltel b'sha'ar kol ha-medina. But if the city always was the property of the rabim, and has at least two gates through which traffic passes, then even if it is subsequently acquired by an individual and becomes an ir shel yachid, it cannot be rectified using a citywide shituf mevo'ot. Rather, some portion of it must be left out of the shituf. This can be even just one house and one chatzer, or a larger area, but not a full mavui, as we'll see in Halacha Chafdalet. The residents of that smaller part of the city can make their own shituf and carry within it, and the other residents of the city may carry within the area of their larger shituf, but no one may carry from his home to outside the area covered by the shituf in that part of the city. Halacha Chaf Aleph. V'davar zeh mishum hekerhu, kidei shiyedu shehairuf hitir lehen letaltel b'mdina zo sherabim bok'in ba. Sharei ha'makom shenishar v'lo nishtatef imahen ein metaltlin bo ela eilu la'atzman ve'eilu la'atzman. The reason for this requirement, to leave part of the city out of the shituf, is as a heker, a recognizable marker, that the shituf is what allows them to carry out of their homes in this large area, an entire city, through which a great number of people pass. It's interesting to recall the original purpose of Eruv Chatzerot and Shituf Mevo'ot from Perek Aleph. The entire reason for these takanot was to distinguish clearly between a chatzer or a mavoi on the one hand, and a genuine Reshut HaRabim on the other, so that everyone would understand that while it is permitted to carry in the first type of domain, it is forbidden to do so in the second. But once the takana of Shituf is applied in an area which so much resembles a Reshut HaRabim, like the entire city in this case, then it turns out that this isn't enough. Even with the shituf in place, people may overlook it and reach the same erroneous conclusion as they would if there were no shituf at all, that it is permitted to carry in the Reshut HaRabim. The only solution is to add another layer of takana. Not only is there a shituf, but a portion of the city is excluded from the shituf altogether, and the partitioning of the city into two parts makes it clear that carrying is not generally permitted in the public domain. The reason we don't follow this psak of the Rambam is that we rely on Rashi's understanding of the Gemara in Masechet Erevin about ir shel yachid and ir shel rabim, which is entirely different from that of the Rambam. In Rashi's reading, an ir shel rabim is one which contains 600,000 people, a condition which we discussed when we learned Hilchot Shabbat, and which isn't met in most, if not all, areas which set up an eruv. Therefore, the common custom is not to leave a part of the city out of the eruv, just so people remember that they can't carry in a reshut harabim. Nonetheless, with the proliferation of Erevin to the vast majority of Jewish neighborhoods and the intense efforts invested to make sure that it functions every week, the concern certainly exists that people who have no experience of abstaining from carrying outside on Shabbat will forget entirely about the Malach of Hotza. In the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey, the minhag established many decades ago by the late Rav Pinchas Teitz is to take down the Erev for one Shabbat of each year, precisely to ensure that people understand, when it is up and functioning during the rest of the year, that only with a proper Eruv is one permitted to carry. Halacha Chaf Dalet. Medina shnishtatfu kol yoshveha chutz mimavoy echad, harei ze oser al kulan, vimbanu matzeva al petach hamavoy, eino oser alehen. Lefichach ein ma'arvin medina lechatzayin, ela o kula, o mavoy mavoy, uvone kol mavoi matseva al pitcho imratza lachlok rushuto mehen kidei shelo yeesor al sha'ar hamevo'ot. When all the mevo'ot in a city make a joint shituf, this only works if it includes every mavoi in the city. There are only three options in making a shituf in a city. One is for all mevo'ot to join together in one large shituf with a small area left out, as described in the last few halachot. And another is for each mavoi to make a shituf of its own. A third option is for a citywide shituf which excludes one or more individual mevo'ot, and each of these must place a pillar at its entrance to indicate that it is a separate reshut, so that its non-participation in the wider shituf does not invalidate that shituf. We saw the same solution of placing a pillar at the entrance in Halacha Yud Aleph, about an individual who wishes to separate himself from his mavoi. This halacha is very relevant nowadays, and as we mentioned in Perek Aleph, it is important that any eruv or shituf made for an entire city include all the Jews living in that city. Any groups who wish not to participate must construct the necessary structures to indicate this fact, and to separate their neighborhoods from the rest of the city when it comes to the laws of shituf. Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.